This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios is singer-songwriter Samantha Crane. Samantha, welcome to JPR.
Thank you.
The new record is called Under Branch and Thorn and Tree. It is full-length album number 4,
yep.
Correct? Along mm-hmm. with a handful of EPs. Information on Samantha at her website, which is samanthacrane.com. Well, let's talk about where you are from. Near the geographic center of the United States, Shawnee, Oklahoma.
Yep, that's where I'm from.
Now, I spent about a year and a half in the Midwest myself, and a lot of these counties and the county seat of the county has a north-south highway and an east-west highway running right through the middle of town and not a lot else going on.
Yeah, that's actually pretty correct.
Is that kind of the scene in Shawnee, Oklahoma?
Yeah, it is. I think, that's definitely how it was when I was growing up. I think it's built up a bit more because of a proximity to a new Indian casino that's been built outside the town. So there's a few more things going on. But other than that, it's pretty much your run-of-the-mill Midwest, not a lot going on sort of town.
Do you still live there?
No. I've moved into Norman, Oklahoma, which is closer to Oklahoma City. It's a bit more going on, I guess. I don't know. It's still quiet, but it's not Shawnee.
And the home of our buddies, KGOU? Right there at Norman, Oklahoma, radio station. Not too far away from Shawnee is Bearden. John Fulbright comes out of there. Another fantastic singer-songwriter from mm-hmm. the middle of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And you guys are only a couple of years apart. Do you know each other very well? Have you ever played?
Yeah, we're friends. We've played shows together. We've sung shows together. He played at one of my album release shows, right when he started playing out. I mean, he had been playing with the Turnpike Troubadours quite a bit, but he had kind of just started playing out his solo stuff. And it's so silly to look back on it now that he opened for me at one of my album release shows. And now he's just massive. But yeah, he's great. He's such a fantastic songwriter. I think probably the best one in Oklahoma right now.
Yeah, he's been one of our in-studio guests and just marvelous to listen to.
Yeah.
If I understand correctly, music did not come early for you. You were playing sports as a kid.
Yeah, I mean, being from kind of small town Midwest, that's where value is placed on if you play, sports, I guess.
But isn't it all high school football?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the big thing.
But
right?
I mean, if you can't play high school football, then it's any high school sport, I guess. And so that's kind of what I did, which is really weird because I'm not athletic at all. I was just always the if they give awards at the end of the year, that's the person that tries the hardest. That was me. I was just most improved or something like that. I was stuck out like a giant sore thumb in Shawnee. I was trying to do a lot of stuff that I didn't have any sort of inclination to doing. I wasn't good at it. And it took me until I was about 17, 16 or 17, till I kind of started writing songs in my bedroom, teaching myself how to play the guitar. And I think that's whenever I really started understanding okay, you're a weirdo, you don't really fit in here, so just maybe try to work on this because you seem to be able to pick this up a bit better and it seems to feel a little bit more natural to you than maybe, say, trying to throw a softball.
And in the back of your head, do you have that little voice saying, this could be your ticket out of Shawnee, Oklahoma?
Definitely. Yeah. I think really naively, the first time that I started writing songs and playing them out and made my first recordings, that was the first thing I was thinking. Before I really even fell in love with songwriting, my idea was, I think I could just kind of get in a car and go around and play these songs. And it would give me kind of a meal ticket from city to city, And luckily, it was a really naive thing to think, but luckily at that time, it was kind of the golden era of upstart coffee shops and venues. There was a lot of young people that were starting these sorts of things, and they hadn't lost a bunch of money yet. So if they liked how you sounded, you could come play. And they'd set out a tip jar, and nobody was needed you to draw 500 people in order to book you. So it was nice. It's not like that now so much. I can't even imagine what it would be like for a singer-songwriter to try to book their own tours around the country now. But at that time, it was kind of a golden age for that. So it worked out.
Samantha Crane is my guest today live in the JPR studios. Her newest record is called Under Branch and Thorn and Tree. That went out on Ramsur Records.
Yep, all my records.
You've got a long-standing relationship with the head of that record company.
Yeah.
He's been in your corner for 8 years or something like that.
Yeah, now. He's been my manager since 2007, so almost 10 years now. And yeah. He's been putting my records out for that long as well. He's kind of my champion, I guess. He believes in me, which is nice.
It's working out well. SamanthaCrane.com is her website for more information. What do you want to play first for us today?
I'll play a song off Under Branch and Thorn and Tree. This one's called When You Come Back.
You bring my heart. It's kind of hard living since you took it so far. Hope you kept it close and in your arms. When you come back, could you bring my heart? When you come to the bar, could you not bring her? To see you with another lover. I've been drinking and I'm still bitter. So when you come to the bar, could you not bring her? When you call me on the phone, don't give me hope. Telling me you miss me, baby, please come home. Could you try and show a little self-control? When you call me on the phone, don't give me hope.
That is Samantha Crane live today on Jefferson Public Radio. It's music from her newest record called Under Branch and Thorn and Tree. Information at SamanthaCrane.com. Well, not only is there a casino popping up right outside of Shawnee, they're kind of popping up everywhere these days. We've got a few in our neck of the woods as well. You are of Native American descent, correct? Choctaw.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm Choctaw.
Was the culture of the Choctaw Indian tribe ever something that you incorporated into your songwriting at all, or was that something that you came to much later in life?
No, I mean, I grew up like with my family going to powwows.
Really?
My like three members of my family, their like names are like on the outside of the council house, like very much like involved founding members of sort of Choctaw government sort of life. Yeah, we definitely went to powwows. We're very involved in the community. The current chief right now is like somebody that I kind of, that's like a friend of my dad's, so like grew up knowing him. And I play at like a lot of their kind of like funny little cultural activities, like when they have like their Choctaw princess like pageant things, like I'll play at them or whatever. And so yeah, it's something that I've been involved with for a long time. As far as like injecting any sort of like that music, the traditional music, into my own, you know, I've really tried in a lot of ways, but it just doesn't seem, I haven't found like a way that makes sense to me yet. I think a lot of the emotional way that I sing, I mean, that can definitely kind of be seen as some of the first, you know, singing that I ever saw was sort of that really completely animalistic sort of emotional singing that you get with drum circles and things like that. So that could be sort of subconsciously something that I apply there, but I haven't found a good way to incorporate like traditional music in with my own songs yet. And I might someday, but I haven't found something that really makes sense to me and that feels right yet. And mainly because a lot of the music that is what we would call traditional in the Choctaw world is sort of the stuff that got left behind after it had been sort of like Christianized. Like a lot of the traditional stuff now is like Choctaw hymns. So they're like traditional English hymns that are just sung in Choctaw language.
Oh, interesting.
So, I have thought about maybe like recording some of those, and I don't know. I'm just kind of waiting until I find something that feels right and doesn't feel forced. I just don't want it to be forced, like, or make it look like I'm taking advantage of something just to be like a gimmick or something like that. So.
Speaking of influences, it sounds like you were kind of all over the map in terms of the things that you listened to. There's some string arrangements on the new record, and I know that you have an affinity for listening to classical music and many other things. Is there a particular way that you got into listening to all those kinds of music?
I tend to be one of those people that get really saturated. Like if I find something I like, I just go all in, and that's all I listen to for months and months and months. And then I kind of get sick of it almost and have to find something completely different. And I think that's kind of, because that's the kind of person I am, that's why my listening schedule, I think, is kind of all over the map.
What is your current obsession?
Right now, I've been listening to a lot of, like, instrumental soundtrack stuff. So, like, John Bryan and Nathan Johnson. A lot of people that do, like, modern-day soundtracks for movies. I find it really relaxing. And there's a lot of really good melody ideas in there that people don't think of as being melodic because there's no words with it, but they work really well as like vocal melodies too. So I get a lot of really cool ideas. And a lot of those people are using really cool recording techniques too that I find a lot of interest in. So
going back a record to Kid Face, many of the songs on this album were autobiographical stories that you had experienced. And then you talk about how your well of stories about yourself had kind of run dry a little bit. And for the new record, they tend to be more written from the perspective of a narrator of other folks' stories.
Definitely.
How deep is that well? Is that a place that you're going to stay for a while?
I think, that well is pretty extensive. You can write about other people all day because there's always new people and always new stories.
Is that easier or harder to do for you?
You know, it just depends on where I'm at in life. I mean, I feel like some days it's really easy to write a super personal story, and then some days it's just not. The emotions aren't connecting with your vocabulary or something, and so it's easier to write more in a narrator way. But I mean, I don't find one harder or easier than the other. It's really just a day-to-day thing, I think.
Samantha Crane is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new album of which we speak is Under Branch and Thorn and Tree. Information at SamanthaCrane.com. Will you play us another?
Yep.
What do you want to do next?
I'm going to do Outside the Pale.
bet you on a bargain. I hear you want to take cover, running like a yarn from one mouth to another. You and I were blacktop rough, coming as a dirt, sniveling into the phone, trying to help our sisters hurt outside. Is only loved at night, night is only loved at death. The underdogs of human thought within the infrared. You and I would tell stories the TV won't release. They keep us in the wild under branch and thorn and tree. Split loyalty and name. The fence just isn't real. And to this very modern day, all you see is sex and property when we run this damn machine. Holding all of the riches, but it still feels like a dream outside.
That is Outside the Pale, done live for us by Samantha Crane. It's music from her new record called Under Branch and Thorn and Tree. Information on Samantha and her music at her website, SamanthaCrane.com, also Facebook and Twitter and all those other standard places.
Yeah.
Talk about working with musician and producer John Vanderslice on this new record. You had, and he had, a rather atypical approach to making a record. No computers.
Yeah, I guess it is atypical nowadays. Yeah, I've done three things with him now. I started off with this 7-inch sort of thing that I did called A Simple Jungle, just to kind of test the waters and see how I liked working with him. Very quickly realized he's basically like my musical soulmate, and continued, and we did Kid Face together, and then we also did this newest one, Under Branch and Thorn and Tree, together as well. But yeah, so he's got this studio in San Francisco called Tiny Telephones, and it is atypical, I guess, in this day and age, that there's no computers in the whole studio. It's all analog. It's all tape. You record to tape. You record to 2-inch tape. You mix to 1/2-inch tape, and then depending on how nerdy you want to get after that, you can even find a mastering engineer who can do like a tube-driven mastering console. And that way, whenever you have a vinyl record, it's never touched a computer, even through that last process. So
did you get that nerdy?
I did on this latest one. I've kind of been working up to my real audiophile dreams, I think, on that. So Kid Face, we didn't go quite that far. we did get a digital master. But the newest one is, we had Bernie Grundman master it, which he's really famous in the audio world. He mastered like Thriller and Dr. Dre's Chronic and like Purple Rain and a bunch of Crosby, Stills and Nash stuff. So yeah, we went all out audio nerd on this one. But yeah, I mean, it's really interesting recording process because you only have so many takes before tape starts to deteriorate. And it kind of makes you, it forces you to be creative because you can't just open up a drop-down menu and find the sound that you want. You really have to figure out some creative ways to get some certain sounds that you want. And I find it very inspiring.
There's quite a bit of stuff laid over the top, some string arrangements and some almost electronic-y sounding things over the top of some of the songs. Did you do all of that during that session when you were present, or did some of it get added later on?
No, we do everything in the studio when everybody's there. We record everything really quick, usually a week. Then we take about 5 days to do mixing and stuff. But it's funny that you mentioned that the stuff that's layered sounds electronic, but it's not. It's actually tape. It's we've recorded pedal steel to tape and then manipulated the tape by poking it with pencils or by playing it back faster or slower or reversing it or running it through an analog reverb. It's all stuff. It's funny because people don't realize that all of the things that, all the tricks that you can do on your computer through Pro Tools or anything like that, it's all based on sounds that you could do by being really creative in the studio. And so I think people have kind of lost a lot of the art of recording where you get to figure those out and you make mistakes in order to get cool sounds. And that's why I like doing that. I just think, I think there's something really fun and creative about that.
You poked holes in tape, really?
Yeah. Well, like as it was looping, we would just kind of touch it with like a pencil to make it warp slightly, you know?
Yeah.
And once you've got that looping, you can just kind of like poke it when you want at different places and it'll make just kind of warbly sounds.
Really
so
cool.
It sounds robotic, I guess, but it's not. It's the opposite of that.
Well, this record, as far as we are aware, is now a good 6 months old. It's
yeah.
probably older than that for you in terms of when these songs crafted. So what are you currently working on?
I've got about half of a new album written. I'm going back into the studio in August. I didn't really want to wait that long, but John is opening a new Tiny Telephone studio in Oakland that's kind of, that is his baby. He's kind of like just formulated it from scratch.
It's all candlelight. There's no electricity.
Right. So I really wanted to do the next album in there. And because of the popularity that kind of his way of recording it has kind of grabbed a hold and a lot of bands are wanting to do it. I called him about a month ago and I was like, so what's the waiting period on the studio right now? Like, when can I commandeer you again? And he was like, I got to put you on the calendar right now and it's not going to be until August. So that's how far out that I've got to wait. But it's fine. I've got a good long while to finish up the album and kind of everything else that goes with it.
So. Cool. Samantha Crane is my guest today live in the JPR studios. The newest record is called Under Branch and Thorn and Tree. Information at SamanthaCrane.com. Thanks so much for coming by today.
No problem.
It's a pleasure to meet you. What do you want to wrap up with?
I'm going to play a tune called Elk City, I think.
Coal wagon on the 40 interstate. He told me we'd be rich, get on at the GHK company. At the Anadarko Basin's where you want it to be. We pitched a tent in the park, it's all we could do. Were no rooms anywhere, I hope that job would come through. He said, just one more night. Can he give it one more night?
Samantha Crane live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Another song from her newest record called Under Branch and Thorn and Tree. SamanthaCrane.com is the website for more information. Samantha, thanks again for coming by. It's nice to meet you.
Yeah, thanks for having me in here.